Welcome to Israel 18 News at 12 a.m. Here's your hourly briefing. The skies over Tel Aviv are clear tonight with a gentle breeze. In Jerusalem, it's calm and cool, while Haifa experiences a pleasant evening. Perfect weather for a night stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports 2 hours ago that the IDF killed a Hamas commander and attacked a weapons production site near an aid center in Gaza. The IDF accuses Hamas of systematically violating the ceasefire to restore its military capabilities. Also, Ynet shares that earlier this hour, the alliance between Turkey and Israel collapsed after the attack in Syria. 30 years ago, they signed a military cooperation agreement, but relations have severely deteriorated. Also this hour, according to Mariv, Donald Trump presses on while Iran threatens that not a drop of oil will leave if American economic pressure continues. This follows a statement by an Iranian official. Separately, JNS reports that earlier today, the deadline for Iran expired as Hamas tests the Gaza ceasefire. Tensions remain high in the region. And finally, I-24 News informs us from 5 hours ago that the Mossad chief met the Syrian foreign minister in a bid to ease tensions between their nations. Here's what people are saying online. Ynet Global posted just minutes ago that U.S. envoy Thomas Barrack clarified his comments on the Golan Heights, stating that U.S. policy remains unchanged despite his previous remarks. Ihab Hassan, a Palestinian journalist, reports that Palestinian security forces arrested an Israeli settler in Beitunia near Ramallah. They confiscated an M16 rifle and another firearm during the incident. Middle East 24 describes that earlier today, U.S. Special Envoy to Syria Tom Barrack claimed Israel's strike in Syria was an election tactic aimed at Turkey. The Israeli Defense Minister refuted these allegations, highlighting preemptive warnings were given to Damascus. Now for more on those stories, starting with the latest from the Jerusalem Post. The IDF's action in Gaza is part of ongoing operations targeting Hamas infrastructure. Military sources emphasize their commitment to maintaining security while accusing Hamas of exploiting ceasefire periods to rebuild. This development could escalate tensions further, impacting civilians in the region. Turning to the diplomatic breakdown between Turkey and Israel, Ynet highlights how a conflict in Syria exacerbated the situation, erasing decades of cooperation. Analysts suggest this rupture will complicate regional alliances and trade. Meanwhile, the oil standoff reported by Mariv adds pressure in an already volatile Middle East. With Iran threatening to block exports, global markets brace for potential disruptions. Such actions could lead to broader economic impacts, affecting energy security worldwide. Separately, JNS's report on Iran's expired deadline coincides with Hamas's provocative actions in Gaza. This overlap raises questions about coordinated strategies between Iran and Hamas, challenging regional stability. Lastly, I-24 News' coverage of the Mossad chief's meeting with Syria's foreign minister underlines ongoing diplomatic efforts to prevent further conflict. This high-level engagement seeks to de-escalate tensions and foster dialogue on the economic front. First, Ktek reports that after 14 years, Israeli company Ycharge shuts down. Despite innovations in wireless power, it struggled to overcome market challenges. Separately, Mariv Business highlights NVIDIA's expected revenue surge, which could shake up AI stocks. Investors are keenly watching for impacts on the tech market this week. And finally, according to Israel Hayom Business, the Israel Electric Corporation is preparing for emergencies by developing 3D-printed parts for power stations. This innovation could revolutionize how infrastructure is maintained in Israel. That's your Israel 18 News update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.